Hello and welcome to another Cage Club Revisited. This is episode 33, Season of the Witch from 2011. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
And I'm Mike Manzi.
And as we've been doing lately, giving a little bit more context into what these are. These are meant to be... Oh, I gotta get the bingo cards out. These are meant to be watched with the movie. It's not really a podcast in which we are editing ourselves for time and content. This is more of a running narrative of the movie that we're watching, which is Season of the Witch from 2011. It's a movie that Mike has been wanting to rewatch for,
which
seemingly since we watched it the first time, I don't understand it.
I can't quite put my finger on it. Ever since I found out Claire Foy was the witch, I wanted to rewatch it. But
Claire Foy from Unseen, go check out Cinemakers, and also Claire Foy from First Man, go check out a future episode of Boyfriend Material.
And she's going to be back with Fede Alvarez, the girl with the caught in the spider's web or whatever.
Yep. Was she with Fede Alvarez?
No, but Fede Alvarez we covered some Fede. So what was the original Season of the Witch episode?
In case 64.
Okay, so if you want to hear our comments about the film, more insight.
I want to say Jordan was on that one.
Yes, she was.
This is a movie that when we watched it, I was confusing with In the Land of the King of Dungeon Siege Tale, which is terrible.
Okay, I've never seen that.
And it's real bad. Jason Statham plays a farmer.
All right.
If you thought Mark Wahlberg as a science teacher in The Happening was weird, check out Jason Statham as a farmer. We are playing Cage Club Movie Bingo. You can go to cageclub.me/games, download your card there. Again, listen to this while you watch the movie. We're watching the DVD today. We have the subtitles on. Mike, if you want to play the movie,
hey,
on
three,
the DVD in 3, 2, 1, play.
Here we go. It's loading.
I have a story to tell you later. I'm going to save it for when we run out of things to say. Not like a good story, but it's just a story that takes time to explain that I think is kind of funny. But
this is PG-13.
Ooh. How long is it? Like 93 minutes?
It's a shorty. Let's see. It is... Oh, no. It's an hour and 34 with credits. So
there we go. Which we are going to fast forward through. I can almost guarantee you that.
Do you think New Orleans will show up in this movie?
Does this place take place in America?
No, it does not. This starts...
Is this... Oh, this is a Saturn Films?
Oh, there we go. Saturn Films.
If you have that on your bingo card, check it off.
And I certainly do.
Subtitles, adaptation, Crazy Eyes. Is this an adaptation or is this an original script?
Oh, I think this is closer to an original, whatever you want to call it.
Or is it an adaptation of Halloween 3, which we talked about in your podcast.
So, Charm. What exactly does Season of the Witch mean?
Still unclear.
We tried to get into it a little in the episode when this originally aired.
There are so many things in here that I am straight up not going to get. I can tell you that much. I don't remember this movie at all, and
really?
Now this is the third time I'm seeing it, I think.
Third? This is only my second time.
I want to say I saw it because How Did This Get Made did this.
Really?
So I watched it for that, and then I watched it for Cage Club, and now I'm revisiting it. Again, do you want to say, I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life, but I have now seen Season of the Witch 3 times.
I thought this started on the bridge, Drowning Witches. Oh, yeah, it does. Okay. And then it goes to the Crusades and stuff.
It's a strange movie. This is one, it's Halloween-ish, because there's a witch.
No, yeah.
Horror-ish, because it's a witch, but it's more...
I thought that said City of Witch.
City of Village. Village.
It's City of Village?
That is a subtitle, though.
It is a subtitle.
So the cards that we're playing today, these are the freshest bingo cards.
Oh,
Woman's
Attacked.
Just before I came. Oh. How exciting for us.
Overt sexism.
Do you think Las Vegas is going to... Or do you think Cage is going to drive? Okay, if he's riding a horse and buggy and he's steering it, is that driving?
Of course it is.
Cool. Religion or spirituality, for sure.
The only thing is he's not driving a horse. You're riding a horse. So.
Extreme facial expressions. That woman is freaking out. I mean, rightfully so. I'm going to cross that off.
I mean, did we say...
Is this a flashback? If the whole movie took place 800 years
ago...
No.
It's present day to them. Hey, it's Game of Thrones guy.
I'm going to say, I haven't heard everybody speak yet. I'm just going to cross off bad accent right now.
Yeah, you could probably cross that off.
Overreaction, not yet. We're going to get there. Time jump.
Oh, wait. Okay, so is a Cage Club Podcast Network crossover? Halloween 3 Season of the Witch?
Of course.
Okay.
I forgot that was on there.
I had no idea. That's new.
My favorite thing about Cage Club Bingo is references to things that people have to listen to way too many of our podcasts to understand. Like, Cage compromises a woman. We don't explain on the card what that is.
You have to dig in the past and find out what we mean. This is disturbing. Overt
is
sexism.
Is this the beach? They're in water.
It's the river.
down
by. I want to give it the beach, but it's the river.
Oh, boy. What were we just talking about the river before? Something about the river.
River's Edge.
River's Edge.
Food eater.
Yeah.
He's going to go off into Game of Thrones land.
I'm going to cross off here Twin Peaks connection because this opens with a dead young girl near water.
Okay, I got that.
God damn it.
She's not wrapped in plastic.
She's dead. Wrapped in plastic. So I've been listening
now
to three of them
doing,
a lot.
Now who's doing the impressions?
That's like the only one that I can do. And it's not great, but I can do that line.
Yeah.
I was listening to three of them a lot lately, as I've been telling you, Paul, Scott, and Lauren. And Scott quotes that at one point. Paul's like, what's that from? He's like, oh, the first thing Twin Peaks. He's like, oh, right.
The very first thing spoken on in the show, basically.
She's dead.
Magic and mysticism.
That's a really good one for you to have on this one.
She's a witch.
Oh, crazy eyes. There's a woman with a blind eye. I'm going to just...
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I have a lot of Cage things here. That is...
What is happening?
X-Files connection, possessed.
Why? Oh, God.
You have that too?
Yeah, I got a good card.
Mike, there's like 71 things. How do we have the same the same card?
I have no idea. It's a rarity.
GIF-worthy scene, I'm going to cross off the woman spitting food at or spitting vomit.
Oh, don't worry.
The
there's many more GIF-worthy scenes to come, especially when Cage shows up. Especially when Sauron shows up. What's his name? Christopher Lee is in this movie, believe it or not. I think that's why I wanted to rewatch it. And this movie...
This just looks like such a cheap set. It's
oh, no, yeah. This was, like, totally one of those shot-in-Romania sci-fi movies that somehow got, like, an actual release because Cage was in it. But, you know, Hellboy's in this, too. Ron Perlman.
He's, like, Cage's buddy, right?
Yeah, they're buddies, and they start crusading in a minute after this prologue.
So now this is in Cage's... This is the beginning of Cage's straight-to-DVD era. This is not an actual release, but this is the same year as Seeking Justice.
So this is the movie after Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Hear me out. What if we do a podcast where we only watch Seeking Justice every week?
You know, I'm not against that.
No one would listen. We wouldn't be into it, but...
Who knows? Maybe we would interview Guy Pearce one day because of it.
I think that would have to, like, unless he hates that movie.
How could he hate that movie? He's awesome in it.
I don't know.
I mean, I understand you're going from Memento to that, but still.
I mean, there's 11 years in between.
Here we go, the Age of the Crusades, a war, I got war.
Oh, Time Jump.
Time Jump, I got that too.
God damn it.
I need one more, I don't think we're going to get it, though.
So that was not, that first scene was not a flashback, right?
Because
if we're assuming that that's the current day, then we just jump forward, right?
That was a pretty impressive shot.
Is this the beach?
This is the desert.
There's sand.
I want to give it to you. Oh, there's Cage. Bayman, his worst character.
Cage. Introduce. So here's what I have Cage. Works out, dies, is shirtless.
He's going to die.
Stands on something weird, driving, in jail.
Okay. For Cage, I need laughs maniacally, cries, stands on something. Oh, wait. This is one wacky wardrobe.
Oh, sure.
I love
Would we consider the desert something weird?
No, come on. He'll probably stand on a chair at some point, or a table, or like a dead animal. I love how they're betting on who's going to kill more people, and like the loser has to buy drinks.
You know,
he's going to kill 600 men.
It's a couple of modern day guys in old timey wherever they are that I already forget.
That's the Crusades, right? So they're in the Middle
Europe?
East right now. No, they're in like. They're
Israel?
Either in, like, Egypt area or...
Africa?
Yeah, like, somewhere in the north tip of Africa or somewhere in, like, the Middle East, right?
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
We gotta
get that reference on Freedom eventually.
I know Tobin knows about the Crusades because of, like, the king and all that kind of, but I don't know. Because, like, Robin Hood takes place right at the after that.
Wait, Robin Hood starring Eggsy and Jamie Foxx?
That's right, bruv. Yo, I steals from the rich and give to the bruvs, yo. Mark that impression.
Now there's an impression. I just need to have that drop.
That's a good Now there's an impression would be a good shirt.
Is that a shirt? So when
is
I
this
was
a shirt?
When
Season
I was
one
growing
forever?
Up, I had this idea that I wanted like glasses that also I could hear with.
What?
That could always
Wait,
like
what?
No. Hear me out.
I'm trying.
That if I thought of like a movie scene or a TV scene or like a song, I could basically just like think about it, and I would see it or hear it.
Cut
you know
to them.
I mean?
Look at this. Wait, Cage laughing maniacally. Oh my god.
Did you win yet?
No. I don't think I'm gonna.
But so I want to have in this world where I have the glasses and the ear thing. I want to basically also have like a microphone that I could always just be like, now there's an impression whenever you say an impression. But I also realize now that we live in an era with phones and with like Siri and Alexa.
Yeah.
I can just be like, hey, play the song, and then it starts playing.
Or you can
like
just have a soundboard on your phone.
The video component's not there, but like we're pretty close.
I love how we're having a montage of battles here. This morning, afternoon, and night.
The font is strange.
Because it's supposed to try... It's trying to be Crusader's font.
But it looks like a video game.
Oh, that was a great cut. Because this feels like a video game. Does Cage have a full white beard now?
Is it... It might just be snow.
Look at that beard on Cage.
That beard,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's kicking ass. Was that a cry? Because Cage cries. Could it be a battle cry?
I'll give it to you.
I'm still going to win.
Oh, if this is... I'm looking up right now. If this is an adaptation, I win.
What could this possibly be an adaptation of? What kind of Season of the Witch story? Dissolve again. Here we go.
Broggy Shoot wrote this.
Battle of
Smyrna.
Smyrna? You're much better at pronouncing things today.
Oh, this is directed by Dominic Sena, who also directed... And Con in 60 Seconds.
And it's also directed by...
Oh, I don't remember.
Brett Ratner came in to do some
reshoots. Right. Oh, so this, believe it or not, was the last thing this guy directed. Directed 55 things. This was the last one.
Oh, I wonder.
In development right now is Johnny Two Guns, but, you know, who knows.
Work on that title.
Gone in 60 Seconds, Hail to the California with a K, with Brad Pitt. Bunch of music videos.
California with a K with Brad Pitt and Juliette Lewis isn't too bad.
I haven't seen it.
I saw it once when it came out.
I like how you say, like, what could this possibly be an adaptation of? This could be, like, a graphic novel.
No, I know. After I said it, I realized how stupid that
sounded. Directed by Dominic Sena with extensive uncredited reshoots by Brett Ratner. One could call it an adaptation of Dominic Sena's work.
Almost.
Or of the Bible.
I mean, this is more of an adaptation of, like, a chapter of Lord of the Rings that they got wrong or something.
Nicolas Cage was attracted to the project because he saw it as a tribute to the films of Roger Corman from the 1960s, which invariably starred the likes of Christopher Lee and Vincent Price.
Yeah,
it was a real bonus for him to discover that Lee was to appear in the film, too.
Oh, he must have gone nuts when he found out. You can see that. It's got sort of that B-level sword and sandal sort of hack-and-slash adventure.
Original development in 2000... when the spec script by screenwriter Braggy Shute was purchased by MGM, 2000 was the year that Gone 60 Seconds came out, so it's weird that this is in production since then. Team up. Nicolas Cage learned to ride horses for this film.
Oh, here's where his character, Bayman, his worst character, quits the church. I will no longer kill for the church and crusade. I will only kill for myself.
Claire Foy's feature film debut. Inspired by The Seventh Seal. Adaptation.
What? Death doesn't show up and talk to play chess with Cage.
Don't you remember to play chess on the beach the entire last 45 minutes? Claire Foy met her husband, Stephen Campbell Moore, on this film. They're married 3 years later, though they separated in 2018.
Who's that, the kid?
I don't know. Stephen Campbell Moore.
I think the kid from Misfits.
Who is Stephen Campbell Moore?
If he was just like the second AD, it's not even.
Oh no, he plays
the kid,
Doublezock. No, he's like 32.
Well, here we go. More subtitles. A month later. Oh, we already had a time jump.
What movie was it? Was it one we were just talking about? Or was it one that I was listening to somebody talk about? It was Halloween 3, okay. 1 hour later.
Yes, so brave.
The other Season of the Witch.
So my guess as to what Season of the Witch means is like...
it's just the time of year that witches do stuff.
No, well, I think that it's supposed to be like the Ides of March kind of thing, like...
Beware the Season of the Witch?
Yeah, like something bad might... Like, I got a bad feeling about this kind of thing. I don't know.
I got a bad feeling about this. What's that from? Or is that just from...
That's from a lot of... Yeah, I mean... It's so funny how you could be like, I'll be back is actually from Terminator, but like people say that in every movie. Like, I'll be back.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Star Wars is well known.
That's what I'm thinking of. Those movies. Ooh, Ron Perlman with the acting ability of a workhorse.
So the first Hellboy. New Hellboy is supposed to come out next year at some point.
They're releasing the art and stuff. Posters.
I liked him in... He was good in Pacific Rim. I mean, he's been good to... Have you ever seen the early Guillermo del Toro movie, Kronos?
No.
It's about, like, an old grandfather turns into, like, a vampire. He's in
a grandfather? Has Ron Perlman always been old?
No. Like, he's in City of Lost Children. He's a young guy, and then he plays, like, sort of the brute, the mute brute looking for the kids, if I remember correctly.
Does
it's really good.
Out? Ooh. Gross.
He was in Alien 4. Remember Alien 4, where he plays basketball? What?
I'd only seen 1 and 2 until you did 3 for your podcast. Then okay. I watched 3. Ooh. I've not seen 4.
All right.
Which I heard is better than 3, right?
Yeah, I think we all agreed on the show that we liked 4 more. Because 4 just fucking swings for the fence. It's just, like, super wacky.
Now, can I cross off Cage in jail? He was in jail of the church.
I think he actually gets thrown in jail in this, so cool. Yeah, he'll be thrown in a cell.
Would you say he's driving this horse?
No, I already told you. You ride a horse. I literally told you
this
like 4 minutes ago. I said
Damn
if he's
it.
On a horse, it's not driving.
Is this Las Vegas?
Could this be very early New Orleans?
No, if it's not in Europe, it's definitely not in America.
No,
either.
I know. Well, is it Old Orleans? Maybe it's Old Orleans.
That's like straight
that's
up.
That's a nice... That's some Lord of the Rings shit,
that's
right?
That's straight up True Detective birds.
Oh, you know what the... it's so also... you haven't seen Castle Rock yet.
No.
Gotta watch Castle Rock, dude.
I will.
So good. Oh, man, that made me want to say something else that I forgot. Oh, so if this is an adaptation of anything, it could be a D&D thing, you know? Like, that's what it really feels like to me. Like
of, like, Vin Diesel's character?
Yeah, if, like, Vin Diesel was in it, I could see, like, oh, I wanted to adapt my D&D. But I don't think Cage plays D&D.
I don't think so either.
No,
I think Cage is like a cool guy.
Come on, cool people play D&D.
No, they don't.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure there's some.
Not cool guys. Not capital C, capital G, cool guys. Is he driving this horse?
No.
Is this the same horse?
But they do get a buggy at some point, so maybe he takes turns.
So here's a story about last night. So.
Oh, this happened last night?
This is the story, yeah. So, I went to see First Man.
Okay.
Went next door to Starbucks to get a quick bite to eat, got iced coffee, came back to see Bad Times at the El Royale.
Right.
Walk in, guy scans my thing, he's like, you gotta get rid of that drink, you can't bring the drink in here. I was like, come on, man.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of 5 hours of movies.
Yeah.
He's like, you gotta get rid of that. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll get rid of it. He's like, oh, by the way, the theater you're supposed to be in, we're having technical difficulties, you're in this other theater instead. I was like, all right, great.
All right.
So I go outside. I'm like, oh, I'm smart. I go to the exit, which is right next to the theater, inside.
Okay.
Put the drink outside.
Okay.
Walk in.
Uh-huh.
Open the exit door.
Yeah.
Pull the drink in.
Right.
Go in the theater.
What happened?
I sit in the theater. It's just me and another guy. The same guy who said, don't bring the Starbucks drink in here, comes in the theater, and I was like, oh my god, like how vigilant is this guy? And he says, we're having problems in here too, you're actually going to be across the hall in 10. And I was like, is this some kind of con? Like what the fuck is going on? Like
okay,
is this
okay.
targeted at me?
Okay.
And I was like, okay, and the guy leaves, and I'm texting because I want to pick up my drink, but I don't want to like show people in the theater.
Yeah.
And so the woman up in the projection booth is like, you guys got to go to 10 or wherever. And I'm like, okay. And then I stand up, and I, like, cradle the drink to me, and I hear her on a walkie-talkie say, he's leaving now.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what is happening? And so I go, I peek my head around the corner, because it's, like, one of those, like, hallways you just, like, walk down. And I peek my head around the corner, and I don't see anybody. And so I put the drink down, and I, like, peek around the corner outside the theater, like, the little, like, the room to the hallway. There's nobody around, but I tossed the coffee.
Okay.
So I was like... That shit's weird shit's going down.
They're waiting for you.
I go to the new theater. The movie had started playing already. No trailers. They cut out the 25 minutes of trailers. The movie is just playing. So I missed the first like 30 seconds of the movie. I was like, what is happening? Like, this is the weirdest thing. So I was terrified that like I was going to get like banned from the AMC theater for like bringing a coffee in. Because I was like, come on, dude. Like I'm in the middle of 5 hours of movies. Let me have a little bit of caffeine.
So when they said they're leaving, he's leaving now, they just meant to start the movie in the new theater because you'll be right over. Not that they're like going to ambush you.
I know.
It's so funny.
But I heard her on the walkie-talkie, like, okay, he's leaving now, we'll be good. And I was like, in my head,
you're
I was
paranoid.
Like, I was like, no, I was like, I'm like, I know that you could like leave like that, like, oh, he's leaving, we're like, all cleared out in here. But I was also like,
What did you have at Starbucks? And B, was it like an edible? And how stoned were you by accident?
It wasn't. Like, it was an iced coffee. No, I'm always paranoid, though. When I was also like, because I canceled MoviePass is also stupid.
Yeah.
And I have A-list. I'm like, if I lose, like, I'm like, how serious is this, really?
See, this movie looks cool. It should be a good movie. That's, sorry. Everyone in the plague masks. No, but yeah, that's hilarious, man. That's so, how much was the coffee?
Well, I got like one of those like little snack boxes with a sandwich and the apples and carrots. That and the coffee together were $11.
All right,
Bayman, not terrible.
Bayman and Blurbuck, and Bayman and Felsen. Oh, so should we mention
the Kickstarter's done?
Did it work?
I don't think so.
Well,
but there was a great Kickstarter.
Yeah,
we say it's great because we actually got the cards. Bayman, a Cage card game, a Nicolas Cage card game. This guy made. I don't think the guy who created the card game did the art. I think another guy did the art. Mm-hmm. But it's essentially Old Maid with, like, 50 of Cage's characters plus Bayman.
It's a lot of fun.
It's
a great twist.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a really cool twist on Old Maid.
He looks like Elijah Wood.
He did. Yeah. And Christopher Lee looks crazy. I can't believe he
That's him?
Yeah, he put that makeup on at, like, 80. The poor guy. This might have been his last movie.
What would I know him from? I know
Lord of the Rings. He played Dracula for Hammer Horror. If he played Dracula, like, he was an iconic Dracula after Bela Lugosi. He's, like, who I think of as Dracula. He also played, like, other creatures and monsters for the Hammer Horror films and stuff. But, like, he's very famous for doing those, like, British horror movies in the 70s and 60s and stuff.
Gotcha.
And then guys like, you know, Tim Burton.
Oh, that guy
really loved them.
Is Claire Foy's husband.
Oh, I missed it. Who was it?
Dibblezock. That guy. The guy. The only other guy who's in this room.
The like curly-haired guy?
I think so.
Yeah, the guy from...
That guy.
Oh, that guy. Oh, no. I thought the other guy. That's
so
like the monk.
We were married for 4 years, and together, I guess, for 7.
Okay, I can see that.
Man, that makeup is crazy.
He's got, like... you ever see Braveheart?
Once.
Okay, so the Patrick McGoohan character, who's like the evil... He's like the evil king... I think it's his character. Well, there's a guy in the movie who's like... No, it's not Patrick McGoohan. Okay, so in the movie, there's a guy, though, whose like face is rotting away.
Cage in jail?
Yeah, Cage in jail. And it's kind of a lot like that.
All right.
Reminds me of that.
Has there been singing?
I don't think so.
We might have
missed it in the revelries, because someone plays a musical instrument. Hopefully, someone has like a lute on them or something. Did you see the Flight of the Conchords concert?
No, I heard it was good, though.
They play so much recorder. It's, like, gorgeous. Just...
Flight of the Conchords now in Rock Band, officially.
Oh, cool.
More, maybe? There's at least 2 songs. I don't think they were in there before
really?
Or not, but...
Those would be difficult songs, because they're technical as hell.
Well, there's one that just kind of looks like strumming on guitar, which doesn't look fun. There's the other one...
Bowie in Space. Is it really freaky?
Is that Claire Foy?
Yes, it is.
As the girl?
There she is. She looks way different with really long hair.
That is not...
I love how Ron Perlman just sounds like he's from the Bronx. And he's not even American, if I'm not mistaken, because when he was in Kronos for Del Toro, he was speaking Mexican...
Spanish,
sorry. And then when he was in City of Lost Children, he was talking French. I mean, I think he's just, you know, obviously multilingual and everything, but I'm not even sure.
He's American.
He is American?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
born in Washington Heights, New York, so he's just speaking like himself in this movie.
He's got a really distinct look.
He married a woman named Opal Stone.
Dude, isn't Opal a stone?
Yes. In 1981, they have 2 children together. Still married. 36, 37 years old. 37 years later.
I follow him on Twitter. He's very politically active, to say the least.
Oh, boy. I get all my politics from Hellboy.
Well, he's not Hellboy anymore.
He's got big teeth. Who's new Hellboy?
The sheriff from Stranger Things.
David... not Tenet.
No, but his new show looks great, where it's like a demon and an angel team up to stop the apocalypse.
It's like Good Omens?
Yeah, the trailer looked great.
Which Larson talked about a little bit with us on the Mandy episode of Cage Club that I cut out because I was like,
I'm still watching...
This is a four-minute explanation of Good Omens that has nothing to do with Mandy.
I'm still watching trailers for TV shows.
Flashback.
Oh, yep, flashback. I need.
If there's dancing adaptation, which is not going to happen...
Oh, wait, I haven't marked it down yet, but overt sexism...
Oh, that definitely absolutely happened.
Bingo.
Damn it.
Sorry, pal. 2344. Otherwise, it was going to be peaches or bunnies. I mean, I don't think we're going to see a bunny anywhere.
Yeah, we might. I don't know. If Cage stands on something weird, though, or there's dancing, I will win or lose.
Maybe,
but, you know.
If this crosses over with that Monty Python movie, maybe the killer bunnies show up. Have you seen that, the Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Yes.
Okay. That might be one of my favorite comedies.
That was another movie, I think. Remember I was talking to you and Brian about that film class I took in high school?
Yeah.
That was another one we watched in there. Oh, like, we watched so many incredible movies in one market.
So, when I had to go to summer school, tune into High School Slumber Party, I talk about a little bit of summer school.
Did people call you Chainsaw?
No, but yeah, I should have been on that episode because I actually went. But
that movie's really good.
My teacher, like, we did a lot of, like, watch a lot of movies and wrote about them and stuff like that. And we watched, like, Runaway Train, Shawshank Redemption for the first time, Dominique and Eugene. Like, we watched some really weird shit in that class, but it's cool. Yeah, that was the first time I saw Shawshank Redemption.
I've only seen it once.
Really?
It's like I've only seen most movies once. It's only Cage movies I've seen more than once.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just growing up, I always just had, like, the same movies available, so I don't know, it's like...
Yeah, so did I, except those were Casper and Richie Rich.
Did you see Shawnee's post about Wendy and Casper?
No.
Oh, man, I want to mention...
Shawnee,
because,
one of our Australian fans. I don't know if she listens to Cage Club, but she loves Keanu. I think she found us because of Keanu. She was on the Kissing Booth episodes, plural, of High School Slumber Party. Go check those out. Good episodes, terrible movie.
Yeah, I never got around to those. Oh, so this is pretty funny. She says, Hilary Duff sure loves dancing in a gazebo. And then there's a shot of Casper meets Wendy, where she plays Wendy, and she's dancing in a gazebo with Casper. And then A Cinderella Story, where she is dancing in a gazebo.
It's a good find.
Grown up as a young lady.
It's a real good find, Shawnee. Shawnee, you'll never hear this, but if you do hear this...
She might.
Email mailbag at Kate Slip, anybody who wants to... Email mailbag at cageclub.me. Let us know you're listening to this.
Oh, this guy from the Guy Ritchie movies. He's in, like, Snatch and Lockstock. He's a good actor. I kind of expected him to be in, like, Kingsman or something, but he never showed up. Bruv.
I understand that we're not really paying attention. We're talking about things. We're talking about the movie and not necessarily watching the movie, but, like... I have no sense of what's going on here. Like, Cage is in jail. Cage is out of jail now.
Yeah, the only reason he's out of jail is because he agreed to transport the witch to the sanctuary.
Gotcha.
And that's basically what's going on here. They don't think he's going to survive, so they want him dead anyway. Who's that guy's name?
Debalzac.
Debalzac.
That's the guy who she...
DeBalzac.
Maybe it's DeBalzac. So, what's weird about this movie is that this guy fell in love with Claire Foy... who looks like a literal insane person. Like,
well, oh, you mean like they fell in love with each other looking like this on set?
Yes, with a crazy haircut, and maybe, her dirty and filthy and, like, a literal witch. That's a crazy haircut.
Yeah, he's got the monk do. The bowl cut thing.
I knew when she choked me.
See, this has
I wanted to marry her.
I mean, like, this has the sets and stuff. I think this is where the director comes into play, you know, because it feels like all the elements are here and it shouldn't be this flat.
Claire Foy, how old do you think she is in this movie?
In this movie? Like 21, 22?
27.
Whoa, okay.
She also plays Queen Elizabeth
II. That's what Tobin was saying when we were doing the Unsane episode.
Yep. Which I still haven't seen. I'm going to see at some point, probably eventually. She's also in Rosewater, that Jon Stewart movie. She's in Vampire Academy as Ms. Karp.
What?
Terrible movie. I watched it because House Made did it, but also because my girl Zoe Deutch is in it. Zoe Deutch.
What is it about? Like, is it literally...
Oh, it's a high school for vampires.
Okay, it's that literal? Never mind.
It's not good.
You know what's not bad is that show about magicians. It's like it started as a school for magicians, and then it turned into just like these...
Is it called The Magicians?
Yeah, it's called The Magicians. It's actually pretty interesting.
It's on Sci-Fi?
Yeah. Sci-Fi's... I don't realize how much Sci-Fi I watch, but The Expanse is just like a brilliant show.
Oh, yeah, you watch... Did The Expanse get picked up by somebody? Amazon.
Amazon, yeah. So now they can curse more. I mean, Sci-Fi was letting them get away. If you watched it after 11, they'd say the F-word on air.
Well, yeah, I mean, any channel can allow that. They just don't for advertising reasons. Like, so, FX lets people curse. They said the N-word on Black Lightning.
Oh, wow, yeah. Okay.
I also stopped watching Black Lightning. I was like, I watched the first season. The second season started off with a bad episode. I was like, I'm good. I've been bailing on a lot of TV shows lately. I'm trying to cut down on stuff I'm indifferent to that I've been watching out of habit.
Right. I hear that.
Black Lightning, gone. The Gifted, gone. I like The Gifted.
Is that the X-Men?
Yeah, but, like, Legion exists.
Dude, you know? Legion, to me, is, like, a perfect show. I fucking love that show so much. I was telling, when I was out the other night, I was talking up Legion as well. I was like, I was trying to make it sound cool. Okay, so, like, I guess Cage Club exclusive. I was out on that date the other night.
Ooh. Speak slower.
And I brought up Legion, and I like really tried to like break it down.
Wait, was your tweet about chat on first dates about yourself?
Yeah,
I saw it. I was like, I wonder if he's out somewhere. I'm like,
no, it was the day after.
I know, but I'm like, I can't imagine he's like slamming himself.
Oh, dude, I was out of form, but it didn't really seem to matter either. Like, it didn't matter. Like, I've just, you know, I'm hard on myself. It went perfectly fine. Like, there was nothing wrong with it. Nice time and everything, but it was just, you know, adequately just like nice and stuff. Nothing exceptional. I'm sure our listeners really care about
you. You know you need to work on your game when you're on a date and 90% of your conversation starters are, have you seen that movie? And then Dan Priori?
No, Dan Priori, yeah.
Said they never have.
She actually did see most of them, so.
Had you seen Legion?
She had not seen Legion. That's a TV show, but she saw Tully. She saw the other movies. I brought up a couple of Cage movies. The one... Because we were texting about like getting together, I had mentioned Mandy a couple times, so she was aware of that.
I sort of felt bad because when we were at the high school slumber party field trip to the roller derby match in Yonkers, New York, it was me and Brian, host of that show, and his fiance, and our friend Alex, who I guess is more Brian's friend, but I've become friends with. And I feel like all night, all we talked about was podcasts. I felt so bad for Nicole and Alex. I was like, I'm so sorry. But, like, Alex was there to podcast. Nicole lives with it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like they're... But at the same time...
Oh, dude.
You don't want to hear it.
Cage is on screen with an animal. This fucking horse the whole movie. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's tough. You sort of get locked... Not locked. You sort of slip into just, like...
But it wasn't, like, talking about movies. It was talking about, like, actually podcasting and, like, getting better and, like, doing all this different stuff. Like, it was...
That's a little
I thought
weird.
It was a really good conversation. It was just, like... They don't give a shit. I mean, Alex actually seemed to care. Nicole, I think, was just being pleasant because she's going to marry Brian, but, you know.
All this swordplay. Cage looks good. I can't believe Bayman's his worst character.
According to who? Everyone?
No, just according to that game, right?
Yeah, but what about you? What do you think?
No, I don't necessarily
Wait,
think
was Man
so.
In Red sports car in that game? No, right?
No.
Damn.
But also not his worst character.
No, but Mick, if you had to give worst character...
I'd really have to... I mean...
211 cop?
Possibly. I mean, even there, it's like... Not the worst character, it's just a terrible movie. I mean, it's pretty bad. But he just plays a guy on the verge of retirement in that movie.
So here's a little Cage Club exclusive. Actually, by the time that you hear this... Our Teen Titans Go to the Movies episode will probably be out, if
cool.
not, will be out. But, more importantly, possibly by the end of the year, if not the very beginning of January, although I think I want to put it out this year just for, you know, record purposes,
okay.
Between Worlds.
Yes, I can't wait.
There is
so
a
exciting.
Copy floating around the internet that came out in Australia somehow, that I figured was going to be dumped on Netflix or something early next year. But it looks like we'll be able to chat about that sooner rather than later. Depending on, you know, we usually like to wait until it's VOD so that people can listen to it, you know, watch it and listen to it or whatever. But, you know, I'm,
That'll bring it up to 7, I think.
It's a lot of movies.
He is a busy, busy Cage this year.
If Cage was in here...
Yeah.
Could we count as Cage works out?
Doing the sword fight?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've never been in a sword fight, but they look like an extensive workout.
I think that might have been the shot... That shot, I think, is maybe the shot that I use as my cover photo.
Oh, right, with the... With this cape on.
Little purple riding hood.
He looks great. I mean, I like the way this movie looks and everything. It's just kind of lame, you know what I mean? Like, there's no impact to it. There's nothing, like, nothing really hits.
Well, nothing happens. It's a road movie.
No, but that's what I mean. They should be getting attacked by stuff, and even if it's not supernatural, like, other travelers and, you know, coming across, like, weirdos, and more of a quest, and less of just, like, an escort. I mean, they talk to each other a lot, and campfire shit a lot.
I want Cage to get shirtless for multiple reasons. Most of these I can check out this box.
Is Bateman telling a joke?
He's telling us. Yeah, he is.
Huh.
I forgot that Cage also has no accent in this movie.
Yeah, no.
He and Ron Perlman just like walked over from America.
It looks like Seth Green. Did you say that earlier?
I said he looked
like... You said
like,
Shia, right?
No.
Someone looked like Shia, but...
Somebody looked like Elijah.
Elijah, okay. I thought he looked kind of like Seth.
Where do you think this movie was filmed?
Yeah, Romania.
You think it was filmed in Romania?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Croatia, Austria, 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 Croatia, Croatia, Hungary, Austria, 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 yeah. Hungary, Austria, okay. Austria, Austria, Hungary... Budapest in Hungary, 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 reshoots Louisiana, Newport, Hungary and Croatia. Yeah, so. Definitely filming where it's cheap to film. It's apparently so cheap to film that it's worth flying your entire cast and crew literally around the world.
Some places are. That's what's crazy. Like Don't Breathe, the Fede Alvarez. Like,
yep.
It takes place in Detroit, but
exteriors
they
in Detroit, interiors in Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
You know who I realized last night while watching First Man? Claire Foy, I don't think this is hair blindness because the hair doesn't match. Her face or her eyes or her demeanor or something reminds me a lot of Sarah Paulson.
Okay.
Mostly. Okay. I know her from American Horror Story. Yeah. She's done a bunch of stuff.
Ocean's 8. Most recently. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it's just, there's something about her face, especially as Gosling's wife in First Man, as Janet Armstrong, where it just... Yeah. Oh, I could see Sarah Paulson in that role.
I feel like she's making different face shapes here than Unsane. Like, she's definitely got, like, a good face acting thing going on, where...
She's great in Unsane.
She just makes herself look different. It's really weird, but cool. That is some jacket, or whatever... I don't even know what to call it, just a cover.
Like the shawl?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm asleep over here, boss. I can't guard the wagon.
Duh.
Oh, this poor dumb kid. Volunteering for suicide duty, essentially.
He ends up being the only survivor.
Does he?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Oh, I forgot that you may not have heard this, seen this one before.
But if you haven't seen the movie, why are you listening to us talk about the movie?
Well, they could just be, you know, like, wanting to hear what we have to say about other shit.
I guess, like about your hot date.
Can't imagine why.
People like us.
You know, I remember...
I wonder, actually, I'm not sure if that's true. I don't know if people like us or people tolerate us to listen to us talk about the things that they actually like.
I remember the first time through this movie having much more of a blue and yellow look to it. I remember, like, that was always a big thing around the spawn of a lot of digital filmmaking was just the artificial tinting and stuff. And I just remember the first time this being much more blue and yellow.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Her name was Robert Paulson.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
She's not going to have a fair trial. They're going to burn her.
So this episode, if you're listening to this, comes out... Let me see here. Boop, 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 boop.
Well, they'll know when it comes out. They're listening to it.
I know, but I'm trying to create conversation around it. Oh, come on, Google Docs.
A lot of this is...
October 25th, almost Halloween.
Oh, okay, cool. A lot of this is them talking to each other about the same stuff. Like, what if she's really a witch? And why... Do they not, like, what? Why do they want to do this with her if she is a witch and all this and all that? It turns out she is a witch.
Yeah. But you think you spend the whole movie thinking if she is a witch or not, right?
Yeah, yeah. And Baymon is definitely like, oh, no, right? Isn't she? Oh, no, the kid is like, she might not be a witch. And Bayman's the one who's like, oh, I'm pretty sure, like, we shouldn't fuck with this.
Kid, she's a witch. Capital W, witch.
Oh, you got too close, Eckhart. Hey, Eckhart, think about the future. Ooh.
That's not good. This also reminds me of... Oh, I think what we talked about when we recorded this one is that this is like a spin-off Game of Thrones episode. Like, it's a Game of Thrones episode where nothing happens. Mm-hmm. Where it's just like, oh, they're just,
filler.
They're just carrying someone through the woods.
Like it's like a... If, like, the writers of Season 3 of Lost had to write an episode of Games of Thrones...
You bite your tongue.
No, I love that show, but okay. You knew they had to, like, pad that out for a while, you know? Like...
Well, yeah, season 2, season 3. I also do really wonder if Lost. So there was chronologically Lost, right? Which you watched a little bit.
Of, I've watched the first hour.
Download online.
It is jarring. It is so, like, weird, man. It's such a different show.
Someone recut it so that instead of flashbacks, flash forwards, flash sideways,
yep.
Flash is way
everything.
Back to basically the beginning of time. It's literally in the order that the things occurred.
Yes.
I wonder if there is a cut, and it'll probably just take so long, and might be impossible, where you cut, like, each season from 22 to 24 hours down to, like, 12. Because I think the problem with a lot of, quote-unquote, the problem with a lot of, like, broadcast shows is they have so much time to fill.
Yes, too much.
That...
You have Nikki and Paolo time to fill.
Do not trash X.
I love them too, Razzle Dazzle. But I'm just saying that's why they exist. Like, that is the only reason they exist is because they needed to write more shows because they had a mandate.
And they also had heard from people that they're like, why don't we know anything about these, like, extras on the plane? Like, we know everything about, like, Locke and Jack and Kate.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about it. They wrote expose. People are like, who the fuck? It's like, hey, make up your mind, dummies.
I know. The socks. Oh man. Nothing beat Mr. Echo, and then
paralyzed. I love so Mr. Echo.
Yeah,
I decided was my favorite character. Spoilers for Lost. One episode before Smoke Monster ate him. I'm like, come on. There was a stretch in that show where, like,
he's the greatest.
Three or four characters in a row, I was like, oh, this is my favorite. And they're like, nope, just kidding. They're gone.
Yeah, I know. So frustrating.
He got into, like, a fight with, like, the. With creators, the, like, over, like, money or something?
No, The way I heard it, he just wanted to not live in Hawaii. Like, he wanted to have more options as an actor.
Oh, living in Hawaii is
well,
such work.
I mean, I heard that there's a very bad rainy season where they were filming, but that's near the hero. I think he just wanted, artistically, he wasn't fulfilled, and he wanted to do other stuff. So he went on and, you know, he did G.I. Joe and eventually Killer Croc. I mean... they had such plans for Echo. It's just unfortunate.
Mr. Echo. Because he was like the key to the island or something,
he was
right?
Going to be. He was going to be. You know, they were kind of, it was going to be Lost in Echo. Like, you know, the two pieces on the board. And then,
Oh, well.
Nothing beats the Dharma Initiative, this stuff, though. That stuff is so great. When, Sawyer is in the past and he's, like, running shit. So good.
Well, I thought you were talking about, like, the fish biscuits.
No. Yeah, that's...
Fish biscuits are pretty great.
That's all good, too, but I like it more when they're actually part of the Dharma Initiative.
You know, here's a little bit of an exclusive. I think early next year, Kara and I are going to do TV is Dead, which is a show, a monthly podcast, or maybe I'll cut up weekly, depending on how the episodes go, where we talk about TV.
Ooh, dog.
and we're going to talk about TV that has to do with, like, death and loss and grief, but hopefully in a positive way. And she had just watched for the first time this summer Lost, and she was talking to me about it because she loved parts of it and hated parts of it. And I think by the end, she was so burnt out, but then the end won her over so much that she liked the show, I think, as a whole. But I was like, oh, you know that we're going to do that for the show. And she's like, God damn it. Like, she doesn't want to watch it again, but at some point we will.
I feel like Castle Rock really fills that void for me. It has
That's
the
what my other
same
friend was saying. He was like, "You
gotta."
Vibes. He's like, knowing somebody who loves like Leftovers and Lost, like,
yes.
You need to watch Castle Rock. I was like, "I get it. I will." I mean, have so many other things.
Yeah, even for me, like I was a huge fan of Fringe, and like this fills a lot of those like same shoes.
Oh right, they're killing each other by accident.
Yeah. Oh, so that pit of bodies here. We talk about that a little bit on the Leatherface episode of Third Time's a Charm, which should be out by now. But,
I'm going to say standing on a pit of bodies is something weird.
Okay.
Bingo. Time
right.
Stamp me, please.
Yes, sir. 44 minutes.
44:06.
So, I didn't get the proper term for it, but apparently when, like, a large group of bodies, like, lie together after a long period of time, they all, like putrefy together.
Ew.
But it becomes, like, a new substance or something. So, in Leatherface, there's, like, a cellar filled with it, and some guy like picks it
Wait,
up.
Is Leatherface the name of the movie, or is
yeah.
it a bad guy?
He's part of the family in the Texas Chainsaw. He's one of the people
okay.
in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre family,
okay.
kind of thing. Yeah, he's the guy with the chainsaw.
Okay. Wait, so the one you did three? Are you counting Texas Chainsaw as one, or are you counting? Or are there three?
Yeah, so it's called Leatherface: A Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right. Yeah. Like, what happened is the franchise was bought by New Line, and they wanted to put Leatherface front and center because they're like, he's like Jason or
well,
Freddy.
Well, like how Pinhead was like the head
right,
of Hellraiser,
yeah.
but he's not
but
actually
he's,
the face of Hellraiser.
And that's the same with Leatherface. Like, he's just, it's not a one-man show. It's like a family thing. It's like a crazy group of family members and stuff, so.
You know what I think this movie does really well is in that last scene where Claire Foy was crying, she's cleaned up, and her makeup, I think, is different, and she looks more innocent and pure. Like, she obviously just
mm-hmm.
did terrible evil things as a witch to lead to the death of this one guy.
Yes.
But she looks like an innocent child.
That's all part of the deception, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be so easy if she was green with like a hook nose and like, you know, a black hat and all that kind of stuff. We could tell she's a witch for sure because the Wizard of Oz says that's what they look like.
Of course.
But back then it wasn't as easy, man. They looked just like a normal person.
Check out our episode, not our episode, but I was on it, the Winona Forever episode of The Crucible, which came out a week ago, where witches looked very different. Also, there are no witches in that movie. They're all just girls.
Goody this and goody that, right? That's the Crucible.
They're all goodies.
I remember reading that in English class being like, why the hell did they call each other like that? Like, what is that? What is
Goody Proctor? I don't know. But there's also... Because it is my name! Well, you're gonna die then. Here she looks in between. Like, she doesn't look super guilty, but she also doesn't look super innocent.
She's sort
like,
of giving this look like...
This is neutral, Claire Foy.
Yeah, she's kind of like, I bet you can't tell, can you? Am I a witch or am I not? No.
Cage, so... Skeptical? Question mark?
I always thought that he was like, nah, she's a witch, like... Look at that. She's creepy.
Oh, she's definitely a witch. You see that smile?
Look at those real mountains. That's nice. That's
Was
why you
Cage
go there.
Was driving that horse?
That's why you go halfway across the world. Oh, is he driving the carriage?
No, I think he's on the horse. He's on a white horse behind the carriage.
A pale horse named Death?
Death rides a pale horse.
Look at him.
So, one of my favorite shows of all time, my first favorite adult show, I think we talked about this on a recent episode, maybe, Dead Like Me... was loosely based on, this novel, this book series mm-hmm. by Piers Anthony, where the first one, I think, is, like, On a Pale Horse or whatever. So it's, like, Death Rides a Pale Horse. I don't know if it's actually, or maybe that's just where they got imagery from. I don't know exactly what, but Dead Like Me is great. We will be covering it at some point on TV Is Dead, assuming that we actually do TV Is Dead. I pushed it off. We were supposed to start it this fall. I was like, Kara, too busy. We'll start in the spring, or start in the winter, or whatever. After football ends, basically.
Oh, so I finished my first Star Wars Legends novel.
Wow.
Just in case I end up starting my Star Wars podcast.
Forcecast,
I don't know.
Would you do that alongside T-TAC, or would you do it in
place
of T-TAC?
No, it would be... this and that. They would both definitely have to be once a monthers at that point. But I'm really trying to step on the gas for a while with Third Time's a Charm, try to put at least like two out a month for a while. But yeah, but with the Star Wars one, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you could do the books. I would like to just do the books, but like, I don't know who'd want to tune into that.
Or who'd want to do that with you.
No, well, no one would read along, but I would have someone on that I would explain all of the stuff that isn't canon anymore.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's how I figured. So, like, if I went through this book, I'd be like, here's what they took from the book and adapted into the series, and here's the stuff that they just left.
God, there's got to be... The amount of time you're putting into these, like, books... Like,
well, just... a lot of it is just to read, and I enjoy reading these books. Like,
yeah.
I mean... Dude, so I got to... Do you want to hear one thing that happens in that Star Wars book that's just, like, awesome?
Sure.
Luke Skywalker, after... Okay, so after, Darth Vader shows up at the very end...
I know him, too.
Luke Skywalker gets trapped under rubble.
I got a bad feeling about
so
this.
So Leia picks up the lightsaber and fights Darth Vader.
Why doesn't that happen in a movie?
Gets her ass kicked.
What?
Then Luke...
Well, that also makes sense.
Luke gets up, chops off Vader's arm... And Vader is, like, swinging a lightsaber with one arm at Luke, and then he eventually, like, falls down this cavernous pit that they're fighting next to and stuff. But, like, you know.
Where in the timeline does this take place between, like,
so
4 and 5?
This takes place between A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back.
Where does Vader, spoiler alert, get killed at? 5 or 6?
6.
6.
Return of the Jedi. Yeah. And he doesn't so much get killed as he, like, sacrifices himself. Ultimate sacrifice to save his son. Throws the Emperor down the pit. But there's some other crazy non-canon shit going on. Like, Vader's got weird powers, and, like, Luke can do strange things with his lightsaber, and they encounter this race of creatures who are very much like what they end up doing with the Ewoks. Like, it's really crazy.
Huh.
Oh, and it takes place on the planet that is in the Han Solo movie, when he's, like, fighting in the mud.
Naboo.
No, Mimban.
Okay.
And the whole movie takes... The whole book takes place on that planet. So they took that planet and put it into the canon differently.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that would be... There's a little taste of the show for you.
I would listen to it because I listen to everything, but I would not know what the fuck you're talking
about.
Well,
that would be half the fun, would be, like... getting lost and listening to it. It would almost be like Nico's show. Like, if you're not down that hardcore with, like, the X-Men or even a casual X-Men fan, like I'm a more than casual X-Men fan, but I'm not on that level that he is. But I love listening to him go, like, super in-depth about certain characters. Like, beyond the point that I can comprehend. Is he driving it now? You already have it, so it doesn't matter.
No, I don't have that one.
Oh, that's right. You don't have that one.
There is a quote. I don't remember who he's talking to.
This
I think it's...
strange.
So, in Force Awakens...
Yes.
I think when Han and Chewie...
Yes.
...are, like, cornered by, like, the three people...
Yeah.
...and Han goes, somebody, good to meet you. I think that's from Force Awakens, maybe...
Huh.
Anyway, I don't know what it's from, but all I know is it's from Star Wars, because on Pistol Shrimps Radio, Matt and Mark quote that all the time, because Matt Gourley loves
Star Wars.
And they always talk about, good to meet you. But I just
like how he calls Finn, like, big time. All right, Harrison Ford impressions. They made it. They got the witch across.
Maybe if I search Pistol Shrimps Radio, good to meet you.
Good to meet you. Oh, and also Han and Chewie are not in this book, which was a major letdown. I was like, ugh. It's all Luke and Leia. And there's like 5 or 6 moments where it's like Luke is like, he's like uncomfortably close to Leia and like getting these feelings and like all this, like they're looking at each other and they're getting lost in each other's eyes and stuff. And then you just know what ends up happening. Like, you end up knowing that they're brother and sister, so it's just even more weird that, like, this book that came out the year after the first movie, like all this stuff that hasn't been planned out yet. It's hilarious.
It's called Dramatic Irony, I think, or Situational Dramatic Irony, I think, where the reader knows something that the characters do not. Cage driving, for sure. He's at least...
There's no going back now.
It's all coming back, all coming back to me now. That's your Celine Dion song drop of the episode.
Oh, but you know what? The Leia Vader fight reminded me of the Rey Kylo Ren battle in the snow.
God, it's so good. Well, that's so good. Their team up in 8 is good.
Oh, that's so great. I really like.
I'm not sure that Cage works out because that was a workout for him.
He's sweating.
Nine's still happening. Nine's happening next year, I guess.
Yeah, a year from December.
JJ's back, right?
JJ's back.
Dynamite.
Where he went, he didn't... What did he... Oh, he created Castle Rock with Stephen King in the meantime. I think that's what he was up
to. Oh, you know, just that thing. Just like the Hulu show that everybody's talking about. I still cannot believe this is not an adaptation.
I mean...
Like, the fact that all of this shittiness came from one dude's brain as opposed to, like, multiple dudes' brains.
But I could see some dudes sitting down going, like, oh, man, I'm either going to turn my D&D campaign into a movie, or I'm going to make, like, a low-rent Lord of the Rings mission, or, like, Games of Thrones is just on TV, so, like, let's do, like, a cheapo knockoff Games of Thrones.
Like, it's my game. Out of the 85 Cage movies that I have ranked on Letterboxd, where does this fall? I'm going to say 60.
I'm going to say like 65. I actually want to go like 72. But I think
68.
Ooh, nice.
Here from 60 to 70, 8mm, Looking Glass, Kiss of Death, Dog Eat Dog, Never on Tuesday.
Wow.
Sunny, Fast Times, which should be...
Wow.
Oh, he's barely in Fast Times.
Sunny.
He's Rage, Season of the Witch, Trespass, Humanity Bureau, Ant Bully, Astro Boy. Oh, I actually kind of like a lot of these movies.
Ant Bully. Got some Don Ho reference there again.
Pick a number. Well, actually, no, here. What do you think my number 31 movie is?
Oh, geez.
It's a movie.
Birdie?
Okay, here's. No, that's actually not a bad guess. Where's Birdie? Birdie's 27. It's close.
Okay.
31 is a movie we talked about recently that last time we recorded Cage Club Revisited, you mentioned possibly wanting to do, I think, then remembered who Cage co-starred with, remembered that we had just seen the movie.
Oh, I know. Racing with the Moon.
There we go. This is like the Letterbox game with Joe 2 on our podcasts. What do you think my number 44 movie is?
Oh, brother. 44.
It's a movie that I've only seen once. Don't know if that helps you. Tobin was on our episode.
Oh, Bringing Out the Dead?
No, I've seen that twice now.
Oh,
duh.
Oh, Left Behind? I'm trying to think.
I've seen that twice now, too.
Trying to think of the Tobin episodes.
Very serious, serious movie. Oliver Stone.
Oh, yes. What was the Oliver Stone Cage movie now? I can't remember.
You're supposed to never forget, Mike.
Oh, World Trade Center. World Trade Center. Sorry.
What do you think my number 17 is?
Oh, man.
It's part of an important trilogy, but not the trilogy.
Okay, so it's part of the action trilogy?
No, that's the trilogy.
Oh, then... Oh, part of the... Wait. Then.
Well, there's three trilogies, I guess.
Oh, so Uncle Francis trilogy?
Correct.
It is...
My favorite of the three.
I know it. I know it's on the tip of my tongue. Don't tell me. Rumblefish?
No.
Really? That's not your favorite of the three?
No.
Peggy Sue Got Married.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you liked Rumblefish more.
Rumblefish, I have 49.
Whoa, dude.
Gotta rewatch that, I guess.
I mean, I guess Cage isn't in it a lot, but it's got him, Lawrence Fishburne, Mickey Rourke.
Oh, boy. You know what movie I don't know if we're gonna do another one tonight.
Ooh, look, is that the crossbow from Mandy? Is this where he gets it?
He's been storing it for 700 years in Bill Duke's trailer.
Well, I believe he's the same immortal Cage.
You know what would be a decent double feature with this, which I do not want to watch tonight? Outcast.
Okay.
Right?
I can see that, yeah.
Decent double feature, I mean like they're thematic.
They're both bad.
I wouldn't want to watch both back to back.
No, but that's got Hayden Christensen in it, talking about Star Wars. Hayden Christensen, man, like not a bad actor. Like, just those prequel movies that's not how you make, I'm just, that's not how you make movies. Like, that's how you make video games.
Last one, number 10. What's my 10th favorite Cage movie?
Raising Arizona?
That's number 4.
I mentioned too fast.
Number 10, it's someone we know who also loves Cage a lot, their favorite Cage movie.
Okay.
And that's true of a couple different people about a couple different movies.
That's tough. All right. Number 10, I'm going to go with...
Oof. The this Rock. Person wants to know... No, The Rock is my 5.
Ooh.
This person wants to know more about this movie than anyone else on the planet.
Oh, man. Okay.
Here's another hint. There's a t-shirt in this movie that I want to own.
Oh, Valley Girl.
There we go.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
The fact
the friend,
that
the
that...
person we know. No, yes. But I almost had it with
Megan
the,
Mitchell.
Yeah. The t-shirt.
The fact that you know that I want that t-shirt and that's an identifier of Valley Girl is next level crazy.
It's the health food store. It's funny, I was going through my closet rearranging things. I took all the Woody Allen off the wall and I put all the Cage at the top row and I found an extra pair of 3D glasses and I put them next to the Valley Girl movie because that's what I think of now when I think of 3D glasses, a Cage wearing.
These people are straight up stabbing wolves and this wolf is, you know, attacking...
Yeah, the witch is making the wolves attack. Ooh, Cage with some sword moves. This is
would you consider
weird.
This dancing?
Dancing with the Devil in the Pale Moonlight.
This could be a game that we play. Get each other to guess a Cage movie based on really obscure hints. You pick a movie for me, and I'll try to guess whatever you're thinking of.
Oh, man. Okay. It's tough. I don't have the list in
front of me. You want to look at the list?
Yeah, give me the list for a second.
Well, I'll just show you my letterbox list. You can scroll up and down.
Okay. Oh, I got one. You're going to get it right away, though. Cosmo.
Trap of Paradise.
No.
Oh. Cosmo.
Cosmo's Moon?
Cosmo's Moon?
Maybe that's a little too... let's see if I can think of another. Well, the other one of that. Snap out of it.
Oh, Moonstruck.
Yeah. That was it, right? Cosmo's Moon?
I think so. Big,
yeah, okay. Let me do one a little easier than that.
Let's no, see. I should have gotten that, I think, because we just watched that in the last couple months.
Oh, no. That's going to give it away.
No.
Damn.
It could also be like a Joe 2 hint where it's like, I talked about this, like just some like weird thing that doesn't make sense to anybody but us, which is fun for me and maybe no fun for the listener, but you know, you're the one listening. Email us, mailbag@cageclub.me. We'll send you stickers. Stickers running dangerously low.
I've got
not
a few.
Because people are emailing for these, but because I've given so many out.
Ah. Yeah, and Kyle was in Europe posting them.
Yep.
That was pretty cool. Okay. This movie might have the, if not the best, I think your favorite character name?
A Cage character?
No, it's not a Cage, non-Cage character name.
Oh, boy. Damn.
I can't think of another sort of obscure clue for this movie.
My favorite... character name.
What's your favorite character name? Obscure character name, you know, like because it's a weird name. There's not that many movies with like cool character names, but this one definitely.
8mm Max California?
Yeah.
Dude, this game is great.
That's pretty funny.
I was thinking for a second, Sonny. And I was like, because I was trying to think, you know, like Acid Yellow, all this different stuff. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, man, there's so many, like, problematic ones here. Oh, this is an easy one, but Chuck E. Cheese? If I say Chuck E. Cheese or...
I should know this. Don't give me another hint yet. Chuck E. Cheese.
Ooh, Cage freaking out on screen. Don't talk to God about... God about anything about me.
Chuck E. Cheese. Is it Weatherman?
No. I could see that, though. Want me to give you another hint?
Yeah.
Hookers at Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, Frozen Ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of a tougher one. That's not as good as... Because that wasn't, like, a personal thing. That, like,
No, but that was good, though. Especially, you know, Van Hudge. You almost did a podcast about this movie.
Huh. Yeah, I would like to get some, like, third-party people to try and, like, explain the plot to a Cage movie and then have to guess it or something. Oh, so this is something that I've been thinking of. I mean, this isn't going to work necessarily, but, like, I've been thinking about this movie a lot because lately I've been walking around with...
Wait, am I trying to guess a movie?
No, try and guess
based on your recent brain activity.
Based on this clue.
Okay.
I've been thinking of this movie
a lot. This is our version of What Am I Chewing? You realize that, right?
Yes. This is why it works, though. I've been thinking of this movie a lot because I haven't been walking around with a lot of cash in my wallet.
Okay.
I've only had, like, $2.
Uh-huh.
So I could either buy, like, a coffee or a Coke, but I can't get both. And also, if you think of, like, what my dad's been going through, that kind of relates to the movie also.
Oh, Weatherman.
Yeah. So I feel like the Weatherman a lot because of that, and, like, I go out to, like, buy a paper or something, and I look in my wallet, I've got, like, $1 in my wallet. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm
an adult. And also I threw Wendy's Frosty at you earlier.
That too, yeah. All right, that's cool. Right, so that was a couple rounds.
All right, here. Okay. Cage in a cave.
Cage in a cave. Wow.
Yeah.
Look at the hell.
That's Cage in a cave.
Whoa. My mind is reeling. I mean, he was in a cage in Outcast. A cave, right? He was like the...
Oh, when he emerges from a cave,
he's
maybe?
Like, yeah, when he's like talking to his wife, woman, and he's like the... No, but that's not it.
That's
okay.
Not it.
Okay. Cage in a cave.
Ghosts
are yelling at me right now. You idiot.
There's, I don't remember the animal, but in this movie there are a lot of close-ups, I think, of a particular animal. Not like the iguana in Bad Lieutenant.
Right.
But I feel like there's a scene by water where there's an animal, or maybe he eats the animal? Fuck, I don't know.
Whoa.
Let me see if I can find a picture of it. Cage in a cave, I think, is a good hint. You should be, I mean, you know, as far as you can get any of these, based on, like, one really obscure clue.
Well, we're rounding third here in this movie, too.
Oh, okay, here's what it is. A lizard smoking a cigarette.
And it's not Bad Lieutenant?
I could show you the picture of the cigarette, but I feel like, based on the quality, you would know at least the era this is from.
I feel like a fraud for not getting this already.
Cage in a cave.
And a lizard smoking a cigarette. Oh, brother.
I can give you a huge hint. I mean, I don't want to. Hyenas at a cave.
That doesn't help for some reason. Why isn't that helping? You sure it's not Outcast? This is unbelievable. I might have to...
Oh. Cage draws a lake.
Cage draws a lake?
I forgot. I'm looking through my little write-up review. That's the other crazy thing about the original run of Cage Club. We wrote reviews for every movie, too.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. By the end, I was actually getting kind of into that, but at the start, it was a... Man, was that a chore. No, it's funny.
It was good for me when I was writing about it as opposed to just summarizing it. Like, I started summarizing a bunch of them, and I'm like,
yeah,
this
that's
isn't
how
benefiting anyone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I started with just summaries, and then by the time I ended, it was much more like a review or something. I'm still stuck on Cage in a Cave with hyenas and everything.
Here's
like
a sentence
that
does not, that could probably actually describe a lot of movies. As sloppy and ill-fitting as the first half of this film was, it almost makes more sense than the second half.
Oh, well, he goes into a cave in National Treasures, but there's no hyenas in there. Oh, man, dude, I'm you gotta put me out of my misery.
Ethiopia.
What movie is that? Oh, Jesus, the fucking Time to Kill?
Yeah.
You should have said Leprosy.
That was an easy clue. I'm not trying to... I'm trying to...
That's true, that's true.
I could have said, you know, dying in a cave, or, you know, cave with lepers, or with a leper.
Yeah.
But the woman dies in the cave at the end. They have sex in the cave.
I totally forgot about
that
shit.
He shoots the hyenas. She gets hit by a ricochet bullet. He kills her.
Yeah. He thinks he has leprosy. Wild. Dude, that is... Oh, my God.
Lizard smoking a cigarette.
Holy shit. I don't even remember that.
I can't forget it. And then this is him drawing a lake. Remember when he's
like... Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Okay. I'm going to get you to guess another one. Hang on.
Oh, she's starting to look very witchish with the red eyes. She's going to transform.
Is she, like, losing powers or gaining powers?
No, she's going to transform soon, so I don't know what it means. She's weaker. Yeah, Bayman.
God, I don't... I was going to try to get you to guess a movie that I remember nothing about. That's not going to happen.
Why, you just tried to get me to remember a movie I forgot existed.
I know.
Bayman, how many innocent have fallen? Oh. She's definitely a witch. She could do, like, ventriloquism and stuff. She does great impressions. I think this is where Brett Ratner came in. And was
have
like,
you heard Tignataro's impression of someone who does impressions?
I don't think so. No, I don't listen to nearly enough Tig.
Tig's Good One stand-up, a Good One special, is incredible. Okay, I'm going to try to get you...
I tell you if you want... I don't know if you want to... I'll tell you who I've been listening to. I'll just point to the name in case you don't want to...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of that.
He's great, right?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Okay, I'm going to try to get you to guess another movie. Logs.
Logs. The Boy in Blue?
No.
Oh, because I could have sworn they cut a canoe out of a log.
It's not the log that I'm thinking
okay,
of.
Okay, okay, okay. Logs. Yeah. All right. Oh, she's transforming.
There's still 20 minutes left in this movie.
Well, the crows have to get there. Oh, well, she's really transforming. Logs. Okay, logs. Is it... See, I don't know if that's enough for me to make an educated guess.
There's a clue that I could give that's like a really subtle thing, but I think we've talked about it enough that you would know it instantly, so I'm gonna save that for later.
Shouting in Latin. Oh, she spouted wings.
Logs Diner.
Logs
This is like
diner.
Pyramid. We should play Pyramid with Kate.
It really is. Like, dude, that's a good call. Yeah.
Diner.
Diner. Oh, it could happen to you.
No.
No? Wait, where do the logs come into that? But that's the diner. Logs Diner.
For like, it could happen to you, I'd be like...
No, I know.
Renovation.
Really?
Well, because I mean, like, it's Rosie Perez. Like,
yeah, 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 yeah.
This is so weird, because I'm not trying... Like, because I could make it really easy, but I'm trying to, like, do, like, the most difficult version
of Pyramid. Okay, okay. So, for this movie with the logs...
Logs and Diner.
And the diner... Wow, it's really tough. Especially when you're not looking at, like, a list of the movies.
Pool table in a garage.
There's a pool table in the garage. I mean,
I'll give you.
There was one in Mom and Dad, but it can't be Mom and Dad.
I don't think.
Yeah, no.
Here's the hint that I think is going to give it away.
All right.
You're a real soul man. Is that not going to give it away?
I mean, is it? Just give me the clues again. Logs.
Diner.
And you're a real soul man?
Billiards in a garage or whatever. Pool table in a garage. You're a real soul man.
Oh, God. It's on the tip of my tongue again. I mean, it can't be Bad Lieutenant. Is it Bad Lieutenant?
No.
No, but there is all those things, I feel like, in there.
Maybe.
But they don't make me think of that movie. What is that
line? I thought you were a real soul man.
It should, because I can see the movie.
Give it away. It's like the first 5 minutes of the movie.
It's making me feel inadequate to be a co-host right now of this show.
Parking garage.
Is that Gone in 60 Seconds?
No.
What?
Although, what you said is not related to the movie, but words in the title of that movie kind of relate to...
What, Gone in 60 Seconds?
Something about that reminds me of what this other movie is about.
I don't know, but I just thought of the perfect Seeking Justice clue.
The Hungry Rabbit jumps.
No, who dat?
Yeah.
Wow, man, I can't get it. I'm off this late.
I'm trying to think of another clue.
If I can't get it off of the quote of I'm a real soul man. Oh, I know. Oh, this is so stupid. I should have gotten it with Logs. It's so dumb.
Logs is a good first clue.
Logs is perfect. I know what this is. It's the Golden Man. What was the name of that? Next.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I totally should have had that with Logs.
So we have Logs.
Diner.
Diner is where he meets
Jessica Biel.
Billiards. There's the pool table in the garage where they show up to Rainey's playing pool, and then he leaves.
With Columbo, yeah.
And then... You're a real soul man is what you said in the beginning.
That's where I eventually got it from. But I should have gotten it with Logs. That's the perfect clue.
Because Logs are really only in, like, really in only one movie.
That scene where they're rolling down the hill.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I feel so inadequate. Well, it is kind of late. It's been a long week.
Here, do another one for me.
Okay. Let me try and get you. Okay.
Ooh, there's like spirits. This actually reminds me of Constantine a little bit.
Oh, that's not a bad call.
Not as good as Constantine.
No.
No.
Okay. I want to try and do like a clue.
Okay.
Let's see if I could do this.
There was just one of those little demons that went in the guy's mouth.
Oh, that can't be good. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. It wants the book.
Oh, okay. This is going to be... Okay, I'm going to do this movie, but this is more if I don't know if you're going to get it from this at all.
Okay.
But this is what I might get it from. Don Quixote...
Oh, I should know this. Oh, fuck.
That's kind of... It's real tough.
No, but I remember you...
Mm-hmm.
...talking about... ...or writing about...
Mm-hmm.
...Don Quixote.
I'll say this also. I... mention this title tonight.
God damn it. That's what drives Joe crazy. When we play the Letterboxd game, I'm like, we talked about this movie in this episode. He's like, I don't fucking remember.
I know. It's
You mentioned this title tonight. Was it at the diner or was it here?
No, it was here. It was after the diner.
After the diner. Was it while we were watching this movie or while we recorded Charlize? It was during this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Don Quixote.
Another clue would be brooms.
Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Yeah.
Where's Don Quixote fit in?
So, he mentions how he feels like he's Don Quixote in that movie, and then in a deleted scene, he's actually reading Don Quixote.
Oh, boy.
So, like, it's throughout that movie, but...
It's like how Gringo is, like, the William Faulkner book or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, here's one. Pet Store.
Trapped in Paradise.
No.
Pet Store?
Yeah, there's a great scene in a pet store.
What I'm thinking right now is of another podcast on our network of High School Slumber Party, Edge of 17, there's a thing in a pet store.
Oh.
Where she talks about how she wants to go down on him in the back room of a pet store. And Woody Harrelson's
That's
like,
right.
Oh,
yeah.
What are you talking about? She's like, no, he works there.
Leaves the message.
G-Force.
Yep, G-Force, yeah.
Yeah, this is straight up like Tilda Swinton and Constantine.
Yeah. Okay, what if I say phone booth? Does that conjure up anything?
Phone booth?
Like, when did when Cage and a phone booth... And I'm not talking about Superman, but...
So here's what's going through my head. Phone booth in The Matrix.
That's not Cage.
I know. Clarence in Alabama having sex in a phone booth in True Romance.
Okay.
This
was kind of a big moment for Cage in a phone booth.
Cage in a phone booth, not Superman.
Pretty early film, part of a trilogy, but not like a 1-2-3 trilogy. One of our made up trilogies.
Oh, it's the Richard Gere one where he gets shot in the phone booth.
Yeah,
and it's Cotton Club.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not what I was... I was thinking more modern, like something in the era of, like, Wild at Heart, Red Rock West, in that kind of thing.
This is kind of fun. Let's see. What if I just said Heights?
Heights?
Heights.
Heights.
Just, like, really high places, like, high up.
Oh, City of Angels.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Of course. Duh. I feel like we can't do this with, like, Keanu, because, like, I feel like Keanu, like, there's so much that I don't remember. Although, actually, maybe we'll see it. Let's try Keanu.
Oh, and down goes Hellboy. This was kind of cool. I feel like this is Ratner stuff, where he's fighting some extra demons. Oh. Claire Foy as a demon.
God, there are just like Keanu around. Movies where I remember zero things about them.
Yeah, like the radio one.
Tune In Tomorrow, which I'm looking at right now. No, but I was also looking at Chain Reaction.
Oh, the only Fat Keanu. Yeah, that's when he was a physicist and turned water into a bomb. And...
This isn't Final Keanu.
No. Oh, dude, she's speaking another language as the demon.
Is that the girl?
That's Claire Foy, turned into her witch. Which, she's not really a witch, she's more of a demon. Which is a bummer, because...
Witch is a bummer?
Oh, because it's not Season of the Demon. Oh, but I did watch Demon Knight, Tales from the Crypt, last night.
Okay.
Worth a watch. Definitely crazy.
I have another one for you.
Alright. Nice headbutt.
Eye patch.
Oh, yeah. Well, he has an eye patch in Outcast, but I don't think that's what you're going for.
No. It's not his eye patch.
Yeah, eye patch. Oh, it's going to be so obvious after. No, because the guy with the eye patch in Deadfall?
Mm-mm.
Okay. But you remember him, though, at the food court, right? Isn't there a guy? Okay, maybe
I think
not.
So.
Eye patch...
It's an unusual eye patch. I don't remember why, but it's an unusual eye patch.
I mean, because, like, did it not have a strap?
No.
See, eye patch. And it's not Cage's. Wow, he's getting stabbed by a demon. Oh, no. Oh wait, yes. Is it Sam Jackson's eye patch? Didn't he have one in that?
No, you're thinking of Nick Fury.
No. What happened to Sam Jackson in the
You're talking to Amos and Andrew?
No, the other one that he
He's in
was
more than one Cage movie?
Yeah, he's in the one with the redhead dude, Little Junior.
Kiss of Death? No, that's
Kiss
not
of
what I'm talking
Death.
about.
Okay. What does happen to Sam Jackson in that? Oh, maybe he gets his leg shot or something. Okay, the eye patch, the eye patch, the eye patch. An unusual eye patch. That's all it took to kill the witch? Demon witch? Oh no, wait, is that the witch? Oh, it was in her, so now she's cured? Naked Claire Foy on the ground. All right.
Yes, I remember because I in my review of it, I mentioned what the eye patch is.
Oh, okay. Oh, look at Cage's eye there. Oh, Drive Angry.
Nope.
No?
A lot of eye patches in Cage movies. Nicolas Cage revives a child.
And bringing out the dead?
Nope. By slapping him on the back.
Oh man, it's like crystal clear in my head. It's trapped in paradise?
No.
Why is it so clear in my head?
There's a reason that's so clear.
Revives a child, slapping him on the back. There's a fucking eye patch.
Kid falls off a roof. He slaps the life back into the kid.
Kid falls off a roof.
Yeah.
Oh shit. All right, I think that's the end of this one.
I can give you a hint that's going to give it away.
I'm worse at this than you are. I'm better at giving the clues, I think.
Dead bird.
Even that's not helping.
Really?
I know.
It's your favorite part of this movie.
I'm having a bad night here. Kid fell off a roof and I can't remember it.
Yeah.
The dead bird's my favorite part.
yeah
That's sad. Wait a minute. It's funny how little you can remember about yourself when it's it. I'm gonna be kicking myself.
The reason it's so clear in your head is because we just recorded our episode of it like 6 months ago. Do you know what it is?
No.
The year is 2030.
Oh my God, the Adjustment Bureau?
Close. That's not
Wait.
the Humanity Bureau.
Humanity Bureau. Wait, when? I like that movie. When did the kid. Oh my God, that's right. He fell through the roof.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
The
And
cage is
the guy
cradling the
with the
dead
fucking
bird.
eye patch in
Puts bread
the
over his eye.
dead. Yo, that's amazing. Yeah, I think I work better as the clue giver. Wow, Humanity Bureau. What did I call it? The Adjustment Bureau. Whatever it is, I don't
Let's see here. Is there another one I can get you to guess while the credits roll?
So the plague passed and life returned to
She's
the
credited as
land.
Anna here. Her
Huh.
name was Anna. Now that the witch is not in her, now that she's not the girl, she is Anna.
Okay. She's got a name. Very
Here's
pretty.
one I think that might give it away from the jump. Upside down couch.
This is a new movie now?
It's just a Cage movie.
Yeah. Upside down couch. Oh, man. Poor Dominic Cena. Yeah,
Upside down couch.
that doesn't help.
Ironing clothes in your underwear.
Yeah. That is from Family Man, right?
Nope.
He's not ironing clothes in his underwear?
Didn't say it was Cage.
Oh, Jesus. Season of the Witch is over. Someone's ironing their clothes in their underwear.
This episode's gonna end when you get this movie.
Oh no, dude. We can't do that to the audience.
I think they're probably enjoying it more than us talking about this movie. In theory. Email us, mailbag@cageclub.me.
Zondali?
Nope.
Yeah, no, they would do something. I would get Zondali.
Upside down cat. Zondali, I would say, like, black paint.
Right, or dancing on the docks.
Or just, like, whipping his hair, like, whew. Upside down couch. Ironing clothes in your underwear. Nightclub.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Vampire's Kiss. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should have gotten it from the couch.
Yeah, I thought that was like a pretty...
That's a heavy one. I mean, you could just... I mean, here's what gives that away, if you say alphabet.
Yeah, but I don't
want to... don't want to, but I'm just saying, like, that's the giveaway.
Do you remember the scene where Alva is ironing her clothes and Katie's staring at her from outside?
Uh-huh.
While she's in her bra? Cool, so go to cageclub.me or facebook.com/cageclub or at cageclubpod on Twitter and Instagram. Let us know what you thought of the episode by emailing mailbag@cageclub.me. Grab the bingo card from cageclub.me/games.
Mm-hmm.
Priest, Nick Seedy. Shout out, Nick Seedy. You were great in this movie.
Look at all the font in this closing credits.
This is an aggressive font choice. Going to fast forward here. Do you think that there is something after the credits?
Most likely not.
Let me also say, I don't know if we're going to record another one tonight. So, this is October 25th. There's going to be, I think, two in November, then two in December. In December, we're going to do a couple Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a Thanksgiving? We did Family Man already. I guess that's kind of Thanksgiving-ish.
Yeah, they're not really Thanksgiving-ish.
We'll think about what the next two we're going to do.
Try and make them more sort of relevant. Thematic.
For sure, in December, I think we're probably going to do the Phantom. Well, I mean, not for sure, I think, but like we're probably going to do like the Family Man and Trapped in Paradise. Or maybe we should do like the Family Man and Die Hard. I don't know. I really want to watch Die Hard now, though. So, cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, @cageclubpod on Twitter and Instagram. Email us, mailbag@cageclub.me. Did you like this guessing game?
Yeah, I hope you did.
We're going to keep playing, I think, because actually, it's difficult because, like,
it's tough.
There's a lot that are just, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
But it's something that feels like we get better at the more we do. Like, you know, we could do the same movie with different guesses and stuff, and different clues.
Or we could do, like, a reverse where we pick a movie and then just try to come up with more and more obscure things about that movie.
There you go. That could be fun.
It's like a reverse pyramid.
Stay tuned.
Bye.